now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. But in today's world of radio on the go, it's all about the various different ways, the various different platforms, the various different devices in which you can get not only this great show, but the rest of the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, would you explain it to the people?
I sure will, Bob. There are so many ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you via your devices, and I'm going to run them all down for you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, which is a great app, and it's versatile. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it Windows-based. Or you can simply go to iHeart.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that at iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well. Again, that coveted app versatility. Android, Apple, Windows-based, it doesn't matter. You can also just go to TuneIn.com. Again, they also have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they have a very coveted Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps most importantly, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Thanks for your service, and hopefully we're giving you a little taste of home, no matter where you are.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll hit the ground running. We'll set the table and start knocking things down. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, and at Sports Byline USA. We'll get it started right after this.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close, every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
So let it be done. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Let's set the table and serve up this big buffet known as the Spano and Black Attack.
Will do, Bob. And we do have a big show out in front of you for a hump day edition, Bob. We're going to talk a lot of NFL. We wanted to talk about a lot of these things yesterday, and we never got to it. It was a jam-packed show. So we'll cover all that ground today, along with some new news around the NFL. And that'll take most of, if not all of, hour one. And once we finish with the NFL, we'll start rolling into some Major League Baseball. There's news around Major League Baseball that needs our attention that we will address. And then as we roll into hour two, we're going to be guest heavy. Right at the top of hour number two, 10 after 9, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Phil Miller from the Minnesota Star Tribune will join us. And we'll talk about, you know, the future of the Minnesota Twins in the wake of them moving on from their longtime GM. So we'll do that at 10 after hour number 2, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Then as we move along an hour or two, we'll continue to talk the news of the day within the world of sports, be it we'll be done with the NFL. We may have some residual Major League Baseball news, or we may move on to Big 12 expansion. It looks like it's on the table for the Big 12 conference, and as time permits, we'll try and get to that story. And then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, U.S. Olympic silver medalist in figure skating, Paul Wiley, will join us. And we'll catch up with him and talk about his life after figure skating and a health scare that he had. And he's going to help make people aware of how dangerous some of these health scares can be. So that's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Bob. But what do you say we dive right in and kick this thing off? Talking a little NFL, and let's start with talking about Arian Foster signing a one-year, $1.5 million deal with the Dolphins. Additional $2 million in incentives are attainable should Arian Foster bounce back and revert to his form for most of his career.
At this point, what does he have? I guess that's the major question. Boy, my friend, we talk about this all the time. How quickly these guys fall off the ledge. It's absolutely amazing. And with him, it started with some nagging injuries that progressed into bigger injuries. And here he is floating around, now becoming a journeyman that the team that signed him, in this case, the Miami Dolphins, hope that he has a little bit of something left in the tank. We'll find out, but I wouldn't be too optimistic.
Well, there's a lot of things conspiring against Arian Foster as it relates to having any more sustained success in the National Football League as a running back. And again, this was an elite running back, not only running the football, but being a factor out of the backfield in the passing game. And as you said, his career was always derailed to some degree by injury. Early on, it was those nagging injuries that out of a 16-game season cost him 3 or 4 games. And it's progressed from there to bigger injuries that have cost him bigger chunks of his season. Well, in addition to the accumulation of injuries conspiring against him, there are some other things. He will be 30 in August, so he hits the dreaded 30 for running backs that get that major dosage of mileage. And he was the lead dog running back in Houston for a long time. And there wasn't always a lot of help. So when he was healthy and on the field, he carried the ball a lot and got a ton of touches because he was also a factor in the passing game. So there may not be much tread on the tire. There's been an injury history. He's coming off an Achilles tendon injury, and he turns 30 in August. And his last year, when he did play through those first four games, you saw the major downturn in production. 163 yards in four games last year before the injury. 2.6 yards per carry, that equals one touchdown. So not only is he turning 30, has his body had a lot of wear and tear on it, is there an accumulation of injuries? Last year, before he was injured, he was not a productive running back. So when you kind of put that all together, I can see why you wouldn't be optimistic about Arian Foster having much success in Miami as the lead dog running back of a committee that really doesn't have any proven players in it beyond Arian Foster.
Yeah, I think that's a very valid summation. And it's the only silver lining if you're Arian Foster and or the Dolphin fans. You know that the medical staff has gone through the recovery process and have charted exactly how he's been going about coming back from the Achilles. So they feel at least physically, as far as his health, he's capable of moving forward. Again, still coming back to what's left in the tank, and you chronicled the production very accurately. The other aspect of it is the committee running back situation that you talked about. You know, Jay Ajayi and Kenyon Drake ain't putting the fear of God into anybody. And so if there is anything left with Arian Foster, he'll be the predominant running back in that backfield if he shows that he can still be the three-year-ago Arian Foster. But at age 30, probably not the case. At least in this particular aspect, Joe, he's got a quarterback that slings the ball all over the place, so it's not going to be crowd the box and stop Arian. And maybe, as you said, he'll be able to integrate himself into the passing attack as well and give Ryan Tannehill another weapon. Other than that, we're going to have to see how it plays out. We'll know more once training camp comes in and whether or not the guy can actually run anymore.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not optimistic.
No.
You were pessimistic as well, and I think I did a pretty good job of detailing all the reasons why. You come off a year that ended with an Achilles tendon injury. Not easy for a running back to bounce back from. He's had an accumulation of a variety of injuries, knees, hamstrings, everything else. That takes its toll on the body. But I think most telling, in addition to turning 30 next month, is the fact that his production before the injury was in steep decline. You know,
right.
You look at that 2015 season, he couldn't get out of his own way before being injured. So I think when you kind of put all this together, you know, the forecast for Arian Foster to return to being anything near the running back that he was with the Houston Texans for most of his career, I think the outlook is bleak. And I think as a result, the outlook for that Miami Dolphins running game is extremely bleak. I think as a result, that offense may not be very good, and you may have all kinds of additional pressure heaped on a young veteran in Ryan Tannehill, and he has been up and down in his career and hasn't always shown an ability to respond to that pressure when it's placed upon him. So I'm not optimistic about the Dolphins this year. I didn't like the way they attacked the offseason and free agency. And I didn't like the fact that with money available, they didn't address this running back position in any meaningful way, either in the draft or in free agency. Yes, they bring in Kenyon Drake, and I get it. But again, it's a rookie. We got to see if he can pick up the blitz before he can get out on the field in any meaningful way. And beyond him, Jay Ajayi, Damian Williams, and now Arian Foster. There is no running back to scare you, and there is no running back that it appears that can make a noticeable difference right out of the box behind that suspect offensive line. So when I look at the Miami Dolphins in that AFC East, I see bottom feeder. I don't like what they did this offseason. I didn't think Mike Tannenbaum did a very good job. I don't think he has this offense or defense set up for particular success. And we saw the other teams in the division around them make some moves and try and make efforts to make themselves better. And I think all the teams in the division right now are better, even with the flaws that they may have due to circumstances and whatnot. I think all the other teams in the division are better than the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it's a distinct possibility, and it's something we'll have to carry to the other side. But isn't it ironic? You know, we were talking about the Denver Broncos and Von Miller's deal and the fact that they're going to have to lean on defense in order to be able to be successful because they don't even know what the hell's going on at the quarterback position. You talk about that suspect offensive line. Entirely possible that Tannenbaum and company will have to rely on that defense led by Ntamukong Suh and the other free agent signings.
Fair enough, Bob. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this very short timeout.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Welcome back to the Attack at Black 71, at Joe Spano 56, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone, or 1-800-878-7529. Discussing Aaron Foster, which morphed into a little bit of a summation about the Miami Dolphins. And Joe, I couldn't agree with what you said more. The offensive line on this football team is so suspect.
And but they're making they made efforts to improve it there,
yes,
bringing in
yes,
Brandon Albert, Laramie Tunsil in the draft, Mike Pouncey, you know, he'll be back this year. So while it's not a great group, that's one of the groups that's heading in the right direction. Where I don't think they helped themselves all that much was on defense, and it's that defense you talked about them having to lean upon, Bob.
Yep. You know, Mario Williams, the front four, certainly first rate. Behind it, we'll see how it plays out.
Well, here's what I'll say. The potential is there for it to be an elite front seven. But you've got a lot of injury and age questions. Cameron Wake coming off an Achilles injury, and he's well on the wrong side of 30. Mario Williams coming off an incredibly down year. He's no longer a young player. You know, obviously, you have Vindonik and Sue, and even in his worst years, he's still truly one of the best interior defensive tackles in the game. So I definitely agree with you. The front four, if everybody's healthy and at their peak, is one of the most dangerous in all of football. And I got a very good, you know, linebacker core as well. Kiko Alonso, if healthy, is a terrific middle linebacker. Koa Misi is a very productive weak side linebacker. So I like their front seven off an awful lot if they're healthy and if these guys still are what it says they are on the back of their football card. If not, they could be in real trouble. But it's the secondary. They made some efforts to address it in the offseason. I just don't think they did a particularly good job. And I think their back four is where they're really going to have struggles. And it's a defense last year that despite the names and everything else, it didn't perform up to snuff. And to lean on that defense is going to be a tricky proposition unless it performs much better than it did last year. This was the 25th overall defense in the NFL, and they didn't do anything particularly well last year. They gave up 126 yards a game on the ground despite many of those names were there last year that we mentioned. Mm-hmm. 126 yards a game on the ground, 250 yards through the air. So leaning on this defense doesn't look like something that could necessarily work very well unless some guys really elevate their game. Because while they made some changes on defense, most of these pieces were there last year and just flat out didn't perform that well. And the changes they did make, they swapped out one piece for another. So I'm not sold on their ability for this defense to elevate. And I think leaning on that defense puts them in a position where they're going to continue to struggle because offensively, they're going to be one-dimensional. They're not going to be able to run the football by adding Arian Foster, and they haven't run the football well for years.
Yep, no question about it. And, you know, you talk about those guys on defense playing to the back of their cards. Well, that's literally everything that they're counting on here. I mean, Cameron Wake, excuse me, if he comes back off injury, absolutely he can still perform. Sue, he's Sue. Mario Williams is where it falls into the questionable category, just on age, if nothing else. We'll give him the pass off of last year, he again playing in a system that didn't fit him. In a 4-3, he's going to be much more comfortable. To me, the key to this, though, Joe, is Kiko Alonso. Because just think, just a couple of years ago, we were talking about him in his rookie year being maybe the best linebacker in football. His ability to get...
Now on his third team, Bob.
That's exactly where I was going. You know, here he is, now he's bouncing around the league. And his ability to go sideline to sideline is going to dictate whether or not this defense is able to get up off the quarterback and be protected by their linebackers.
Well, all I can say is this. You know, you speculated on Mario Williams, and you're not sure about Mario Williams because of his age. Well, the guy you should be more worried about because of his age and coming off the Achilles injury is Cameron Wake. Mario Williams is 31. A lot of people don't realize how old Cameron Wake is because of the years he spent in Canada. Cameron Wake is 34 years old and coming off an Achilles injury, Bob.
Yep.
Born January 30th, 1982. So the realities are, while you have concerns about Mario Williams and him bouncing back to his form, I think you have to be every bit as concerned about Cameron Wake and him reverting to his form. because he's now 34 and coming off an Achilles tendon injury. So when I look at this, and we talked about Kiko Alonso. Again, now he's on his third team. The potential has always been there, the ability to cover from, you know, sideline to sideline, and the production when healthy has been there. But he's been beset by injuries and is now on his third team. So I'm not convinced that they can lean on this defense and get much more out of it than they got last year, which certainly wasn't enough. And offensively, Adam Gase is an offensive genius, but he doesn't have Peyton Manning. He's got Ryan Tannehill instead.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have the ability to give him any balance, which a young quarterback that is still developing in Ryan Tannehill needs balance, and he needs a running back to lean on. And they don't have a running game for him to lean on. None of those guys scare me. Unless Kenyon Drake really surprises me and becomes an every down back in the NFL, I don't see anybody else on that roster with a chance to have any real success. So, again, when I look at the Miami Dolphins, it looks like it's going to be same old Dolphins to me, and that has nothing to do with the new coach. It has everything to do with the general manager and the guy that's made the decisions on what groceries to buy, and that's Mike Tannenbaum. I don't like the construction of this roster. It's old. It's not particularly good. It's not particularly well-balanced. And an always rugged AFC East, they're at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, can't disagree. Excuse me, can't disagree in any way, shape, or form with the evaluation as of now. The only thing I'll throw in there about Cameron Wake, and I was aware of the age, believe me. But the thing is, if he comes back, last year, 7 games, 7 sacks, he was still producing on an elite level. It's just whether or not, and of course we hate Achilles, coming back off that particular injury for a guy that needs a burst from the outside, we'll find out whether or not he can do it.
Well said, Bob. And, you know, again, none of what I talked about here is to beat up Ryan Tannehill. We're not big on the beating up Ryan Tannehill thing. It's going to take longer for him to develop than many of today's young quarterbacks because he spent a lot of time playing wide receiver at college. The only thing he's got helping him is a developing wide receiver core and a great young tight end in Jordan Cameron. Whether it'll be enough remains to be seen. But let's stay in the AFC East a little bit, Bob, and let's move to the Jets. Interesting article has been floating around about Ryan Fitzpatrick not renewing the lease on his rental home in New Jersey. You know, there's actually, you know, 4 rent signs in the window of this, you know, $10,000 a month rental.
Right.
I don't really think that's how they do it with paper signs. But that said, he did not renew his lease. The Jets and Fitzpatrick are really at a stalemate right now as it relates to contract negotiations. And according to my various devices, which means that I know the date, he's got about 10 days to get into camp before training camp starts. And I can tell you this unequivocally. If he's not signed by July 30th when the Jets start camp, forget about it. They're going to move on. And
yep.
For better or worse, they're going to go with Geno Smith or one of the young guys, or one of the other young guys. Geno's relatively young.
Right.
And they'll move on from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then it'll be an unequivocal loss in this game of high-stakes poker because Ryan Fitzpatrick will end up sitting on his couch waiting for a veteran quarterback to get hurt. He'll at that point be brought off his couch for the prorated portion of $1 million or $2 million to hold a clipboard and wear a baseball cap and be somebody's backup, whereas he could have made $7, $8 million this year as the starting quarterback of the Jets. Misguided notion by his agent. They misjudged the market because with the ridiculous price that he was asking off of last year, a few teams kicked the tires, and as soon as they heard those demands, they said, "That was nice talking to you. You can leave now."
Yeah.
And now he's got no job, no opportunity to make money, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen, Bob. There's only 10 days left, and these two sides don't look close at all.
You talk about ultimate hardball. You know, they did the same thing with Muhammad Wilkinson and managed to get it done. Will it happen with Ryan Fitzpatrick? The possibility exists, but I'm not optimistic either. And, you know, again, you overprice yourself out of the market sometimes. And when they were looking at the deals that were being thrown around early in free agency, I guess Fitzpatrick and his people said, "Hey, I'm as good as any one of those guys. I can get that kind of money. Let's go." Well, they played it wrong. And I think Maccagnan and this group, they're looking at it. And look, I don't think it's going to be Bryce Petty. I think he's going to be a guy that bounces for a couple of years and ends up holding a clipboard before he's out of the league. But Gino has started for this team before. He has all the physical tools. They don't always translate into production. He doesn't protect the ball particularly well. But they can put him in there as a starter, Joe, and win football games. They've done it before. And this team is better now than it was when Gino first came into the league, particularly on defense. They've got studs all over the place. This team can win with him back there. And I think that's the evaluation that upper management is starting to give this relationship with Fitzpatrick. Hey, we did it with you. We can do it without you. Bring your price down to what works. Otherwise, adios.
We'll continue on that track on the other side, and then we'll roll into the retirement of Peanut Tillman. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen. They're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking to some Jets and Ryan Fitzpatrick specifically. And before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that the Jets have won before with Geno Smith. And I don't believe that they're afraid to go in that direction and try to do it again.
I think there's a couple of things at hand here, Bob. Number one is Geno is. They have a price in mind that they're willing to pay for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Getting the Wilkerson deal done, freed up some money for them under the cap and puts them in a position to sign Fitzpatrick at a price that they can live with. The price that Fitzpatrick wants, number one, the Jets can't live with. Number two, they simply don't have this year. This is not a year where they can make major, major positive moves in free agency. You know, they got the Wilkerson deal done long-term, and at smart, sound business. Next year is the year where they have a lot of money available. So that's where they're going to be able to add and tweak. Plus, you look at the schedule this year, and boy, is it an uphill battle. They start out hosting Cincinnati, at Buffalo, at Kansas City, host Seattle, at Pittsburgh, at Arizona, host Baltimore. That's through October 23rd.
Yep.
They may not be a favorite in any of those games. So when you look at it, I think there's a number of things at hand here. I think, you know, and organizations never want to admit this, and they'll never admit it publicly, but they look at the brutal schedule. They look at some of the pieces they lost compared to some of the pieces they brought in. They look at kind of where they are, and they say, okay, you know, we had a good year last year, 10-6. Schedule was a little easier, and we played some pretty good ball. This team's not quite as good with some of the defections as last year's team. Schedule's brutal. We really, you know, they probably don't quite see themselves as a playoff team, because I don't quite see them as a playoff team based on this brutal schedule and a lot of other things at hand. You know, they're one of many. And you can be one of many with Ryan Fitzpatrick or without. That said, next year you got a ton of cap space. You've now got the two young quarterbacks will have another year of experience. Maybe Geno performs the miracle and proves that he can be what some of us thought he could be earlier in his career and gives you that problem to deal with. If not, you move on from Geno, and now you've got Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg, and one of those guys will step in next year, be your starting quarterback, along with a whole host of money to spend to fortify that team and another draft. McKagan has a decisive plan. I believe they're going to have somewhere in the area of $40 million of cap money to play with next year.
Right, right.
If I'm not mistaken. So I think the reality of the situation here, they'd like to bring back Ryan Fitzpatrick, but this is not a situation where we have to have it. It's not like the Broncos making sure that they have to get Von Miller back in the fold, or the Jets making sure they could get Muhammad Wilkerson back in the fold. This is a situation of, hey, we like Ryan Fitzpatrick. He had a pretty good year last year, not as good as the touchdown interception numbers would indicate. And if we can get him back at our price and not sacrifice much of that cap room going forward, because we think we're going to go in another direction at quarterback and we think we can really build something here in the next year or two, we'd like to bring him back and be more competitive and perhaps steal a playoff spot this year. If not, we're not going outside of our comfort zone with him and our available money. So if he doesn't want to come back for what we're offering, we'll move on and we'll take our chances with Geno Smith, who, as you said, they have won some games with him before, and he now has as much experience as he's going to have, and they'll see what they have there. So I think that's the direction that they're heading as it relates to the Jets. If Fitzpatrick will come down to where the Jets want to be, he'll be welcome back, and if he does it in the next 10 days. If not, they'll move on. They'll play Geno Smith this year, develop those young kids, and see where they are at the end of this season.
Yeah, no question about it. And you know something? Geno also has an advantage, and I'm sure they're thinking about this, in that he didn't have to perform last year. What he got to see from the bench was a veteran NFL quarterback who knows how to go about getting his job done on a game-in, game-out basis, in a new system, but a system that's quarterback-friendly with Chan Gailey. He gets to learn the system and not be under the pressure to learn the entire playbook and perform on the field at the same time. So he actually had that nice little luxury to be able to kick back and incorporate everything the Jets that were doing into, hopefully, his dedicated study time. Now, hopefully, he picked up the system, and he's comfortable in that. There's absolutely no reason why he can't succeed to some level. Is he going to be an elite NFL quarterback? Probably not. But can they win football games with him? Yeah, they absolutely can. I don't know as many because I think you made a good point with the schedule. It's going to be a slog no matter what.
And I don't like to play win-loss, win-win-win,
right,
but I look at that schedule and it looks just grueling.
Yeah, no, it's a very tough schedule, no question about it. But it when you go back to the end of last year, when it hit the fan at the end of the year, Ryan Fitzpatrick did what Ryan Fitzpatrick always does, turn the ball over, and they missed the playoffs. Well, you know, as Branch Rickey said to Ralph Kiner, we finished last with you, we can finish last without you. Here's the number. Take it or leave it. And I think that's where the Jets are out at with Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think they're going to walk away from each other, and I think Geno Smith is going to be your starting quarterback. And by the way, Jet fans, that ain't the end of the world.
No, well, you know, that's where, to some degree, and I was a Geno Smith supporter, that's kind of where I do disagree. It is the end of the world. Here's a quarterback for all his time in the league. He's still the one starting quarterback in the NFL that hasn't figured out how not to take a 15-yard sack. The drifting straight back, the terrible decisions with the football, it kind of is the end of the world, but it's only 1 year. They'll lean hard on their defense. They'll lean hard on their running game. They'll hope their playmakers will help Geno Smith make a few plays, which he will, but he will make a lot of mistakes because I just don't think he's outgrown them. He's shown me nothing that indicates that he's outgrown them. You couple that with that schedule and some of the other teams in that division, and it's going to be a step back for the Jets in their plan. They're not going to make the playoffs. They'll probably win 6 or 7 games. They'll get a decent draft pick. They'll develop their young quarterbacks, end up moving on from Geno Smith, and then the plan will vault forward again from here because they have a lot of money under the salary cap next year, and they'll have good draft position. But
yep,
Mike McKagan is a real, real good GM, and he really knows what he's doing, and I think the Jets are going to ultimately end up having some great success going forward over the next few years, barring the hiccup this year.
Well, you know, you're probably going to be right because given Geno Smith's track record, that would be understandable. But like I said, when a guy has a chance to sit and learn, somebody who started in the league before, I want to see what they've learned before I pass that final judgment. Obviously, his ability to not protect the ball, and as you said very accurately, take the 15-yard sack, was going to prohibit him from ever being an elite quarterback.
I never seen an NFL quarterback 3 years in a league still drift like that and take those 15-yard sacks. That's high school ball.
No, no question about it. But like I said, he's been able to sit and watch. New coaching staff, new offensive coordinator, new game plan, clean slate. I mean, if they go with him, it's a clean slate. It doesn't matter what happened with Rex Ryan. It's a question what happens now. So I want to see what he's learned, what he's capable of doing. Physical tools are there. What goes on between the years remains to be seen.
All righty, Bob. What do you say we move on and we talk about the retirement of a great? Charles Peanut Tillman retires after 12 NFL seasons. He just wasn't up to, rehabilitating a completely torn ACL. Two-time Pro Bowler after the 2011 and 2012 seasons. One-time first-team All-NFL in 2012. 38 career interceptions, and what he's most known for are those 44 forced fumbles, which is just an incredible number for a DB. You know, you look at the next closest DB as far as career forced fumbles, it's Charles Woodson with 28, and everybody talked about him having an uncanny knack for doing that. You look at what Charles Tillman did. You know, so when you look at the career, always considered a good cover man, but not considered that pure number one lockdown cover man, considered a solid cover man, considered a guy who was good at getting turnovers either via the interception or via the forced fumbles, was a one-time first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, was an even better person than he was a football player. You look at the work he's done with the Tillman Foundation. He was the 2013 Walter Payton Man of the Year. It's been one hell of a career for Charles Tillman.
Yeah, and you and I, when we were getting ready for the show, we were talking about, you know, Hall of Fame, not Hall of Fame. His ability to turn the football over, to me, tips it in that direction. I can certainly see him going into the Hall of Fame. It's been a 13-year career. It's been an elite career in many ways, off the field, on the field, class all the way, and you know, again, one of those undersung guys a little bit. Was he Darrell Revis? No. But he was better than a lot of the guys that lined up at that position. And again, that ability to turn the ball over and be a game changer on defense tips it in the direction of the Hall of Fame for me.
Well, I'll make the case in each direction, and then I'll weigh in with my decision on this. When you look, he was fourth all time with 8 interception returns for touchdown. So, you know, that's a great way to measure the impact of a defensive back. Can he turn over the football and turn that into immediate points? Fourth all time in NFL history in that regard, ahead of greats such as Darrell Green, Lem Barney, et cetera, et cetera. He also returned a fumble for a touchdown. So that's 9 defensive touchdowns in the career of Charles Tillman. That definitely weighs in his favor. No championships doesn't weigh in his favor. The 38 career interceptions certainly doesn't weigh in his favor. He's outside the top 30 in career interceptions. But when you factor in the uncanny amount of forced fumbles and right. you get the 80 plus total turnovers in his career, that goes right there. You know, that puts him right there with some of the greats, great DBs as far as total turnovers. You know, the lack of Pro Bowls and the lack of All-Pro team awards and no championships, those go against him. So when you kind of make this whole picture up, you've got lack of interceptions, but plenty of total forced turnovers. Near the top in the history of turning those interceptions and fumbles into touchdowns. So I think when you're all said and done, for me, he should get into the Hall of Fame. You know, is he Darrell Revis? Is he Deion Sanders? Is he Darrell Green? Is he, you know, you name some of the greats of the greats, Ronnie Lott, Charles Woodson. Is he right, on that right. level? No, he's not quite those guys. But when you look at, you know, the uncanny ability to force fumbles combined with doing a good solid job with interceptions, he was one of the great turnover makers at the cornerback position. He turned those turnovers into touchdowns at a very, very high rate. He was a complete defensive back. He could play the run. He was a quality pass defender. He was offered the number one DB on his team. So when you put that all together and you put the whole case together, while it's not a slam dunk, to me, he belongs in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, Bob.
Yep, I think it's fair. You know, you ask the people in Chicago, arguably, but most of the people believe he's the best defensive back to ever suit up for them. That goes a long way, too, along with his longevity.
Well, we'll finish this discussion on the other side, and it'll be the way we'll end hour one on this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days.
Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Want some beans? Go to some matter up country tomorrow. You better have some beans.
Well, I don't think Charles Tillman will be dining on beans, but he certainly is a peanut. And, you know, Joe, it again, a notch below the greatest of the greats of the greats, but I think worthy enough to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. And like I said before we went to the break, in Chicago, he's considered the best ever, and if not the best, the second best ever step on the field for them. So that goes a long way, too, in my mind.
No, I mean, like I said, I wanted to present the balanced ticket, and I think
we did
a good job. On the plus side is, you know, the uncanny ability to force those fumbles, 44 of them. And when you combine them with the 38 interceptions, while the 38 interceptions outside of the top 30, you know, would be a mark against them, when you combine them with the 44 fumbles and you force 80-plus turnovers in your career, you're a borderline Hall of Famer as a cornerback. You know, again, against it is only two Pro Bowls and only one All-Pro selection. The plus is the man that he was off the field. The Tillman Foundation does great work. 2013 Walter Payton Man of the Year. Another plus, again, as I said, his ability to turn those turnovers into points on an elite level. And I think when you mix it all together, while it's borderline, and as you said, he's a notch below the best of the best, he is certainly Hall of Fame worthy. One of the greats of the game on and off the field, Charles Tillman, steps off the field, and we wish him the best in the next chapter of his life. But we're going to step aside right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then Bob and I will be back at you with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Although we're still in a cautious posture, we're still making sure that we don't let our guard down. Our outside agencies that are out there that you see walking, I think they're kind of getting their sea legs, and they kind of see the way we do things, and they're more engaging to people.
Cleveland's Police Chief Calvin Williams, who is pleased with the peaceful demonstrations through the first couple of days of the convention. Of course, from the other side, Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says that so far the Republican National Convention has been very negative.
We've heard nothing but negativity, people screaming, lock her up, questioning her faith, comparing her to the devil. That's what we just heard from a major candidate for president.
And we'll get to see close up and personal just how positive the Democratic Convention is next week in Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the delegates at the Republican National Convention. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
House Speaker Paul Ryan addressed convention delegates and called for Republicans to come together.
This country is really going in the wrong direction. We were elected by our constituents to go fix that. And we will not fix it if we are divided among ourselves. We will only fix this country's problems if we unify.
Ryan trumpeted the Republicans' new plan a better way and said the party is finally giving America a real choice for the nation's future. I'm Jason Wirt.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says America wants Trump.
I'm proud to say that the voice of the people of our nation is being heard in this hall tonight, and those voices want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States.
And no to Hillary.
Here it is, everybody. We didn't disqualify Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. The facts of her life and career disqualify her.
This is USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
A lemur on the loose attacked a young woman outside her home in Miami, causing painful injuries. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
It may be a small animal, but it caused a lot of injuries to Victoria Velador.
My 21-year-old sister was leaving the house when the lemur jumped on her and bit her. So she had to call 911.
The victim's grandmother says she ran to get a banana to distract the animal, but that didn't seem to help. So they called authorities, who were able to remove the feisty critter.
Due to the area we are, there are several people that are licensed to have this lemur. Right now, it's under investigation.
The victim was taken to the hospital where she got several stitches for her cuts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Another sexual harassment lawsuit is filed against the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department. Doug Parrish reports.
The lawsuit was filed this week by a former battalion chief. It alleges she was subjected to a hostile work environment because of her sex. Now, this is at least the second lawsuit filed against the department in recent months. The sexual harassment claims have gained new light ever since the tragic death of a firefighter earlier this year. In that case, the female firefighter took her own life after complaining of bullying within the department. Doug Parrish, NBC News Radio.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod Williams-Stoll. More news at usaradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, no question about it, Howard. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Take us along for the ride each and every day. But it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the platforms, and the various different ways you can get not only this program, but the Spano and Black Attack.
No, we are the Spano and Black Attack.
Excuse me, it's the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hello there.
Let me dive in, Bob. Let me do it quickly, and then we'll set the table for this hour. You know, you obviously have our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, not only the Listen Live link, but also the wealth of archived interviews that we have on our homepage. There's all that and more at sportsbyline.com. I mean, you got iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, the two great apps that you can download to any device. There's not only on-demand content, but live programming, as it happens, available on both of those apps. There's Stitcher.com, which is another great app and another great way to check out the programming on Sports Byline. And most importantly to us, because we've been with them a long, long time, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces worldwide can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline.
Yeah, no question about it. And we've got a huge second hour in front of us, don't we, my friend?
We sure do. Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, joins us. We'll talk all things Minnesota Twins, a little bit about the present, and a whole lot more about the future. In the middle of our two guests in this hour, we're going to talk all things Major League Baseball, and then to take you home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Olympic silver medalist in the 1992 Winter Olympics in figure skating, Paul Wiley, will join us. We'll talk about his recent health scare, and he'll help make us aware of how not to allow it to happen to us.
Yeah.
So that, in essence, is hour two, but we're going to clear the decks now and on the other side. Phil Miller, Minneapolis Star Tribune, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Horse racing excitement continues to happen every day at Hinsdale Harness OTB. Hinsdale Harness OTB brings you the best of thoroughbred, harness, and greyhound racing from all over the country, noon to close every day. Get in on the excitement. Come to Hinsdale Harness OTB to watch and wager on races and enjoy refreshments and snacks you can buy. Don't forget, telephone wagering is also available. Hinsdale Harness OTB, now online at hinsdaleotb.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and a little glitch with the cart there, but we're joined by Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and we welcome him to the Attack, comings and goings in Minneapolis and with the Twins, and he's here to explain it all to us. Welcome, Phil, Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on for a couple of minutes. Well, longtime GM Terry Ryan out, a guy who built a very good baseball team in the early 2000s, stepped away for a little while and then came back in to clean up the mess. Not as successful this time around, but a parting of the ways after some disagreements with upper management.
Yeah, it wasn't so much disagreements as the record. The management, the team president, and the owner both made it clear that it's nothing personal, and in fact, it was very, very painful for them to let Terry go after, 22 years, 18 of it with him as general manager. But he raised hopes last year with above 500 a year, their first one in four seasons, and when the bottom kind of fell out this year, they felt like they had no choice but to move on at the end of the year. They let him know that a couple of weeks ago, and at the end of the All-Star break, he said, let's just do this now.
Well, Phil, I guess my problem with this firing is, and I understand, the record this year was lousy. They looked like they were making progress last year. But when you're one of these small to mid-market teams, as far as how you go about spending money, it's tough to compete each and every year. And the one thing the Twins have done and one thing Terry Ryan's done is he built himself a heck of a farm system. And they started to see some graduations in the last year or so. They're going to see more in the coming years that could turn the fortunes of this franchise. So in my mind, Terry Ryan's done all he could do. And with him building a wonderful and deep and talented farm system, I think the Minnesota Twins are poised for some good things going forward. Whether it pays dividends in 2017 or a little beyond remains to be seen. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, they expect this to be kind of a high-profile, highly sought-after job because of that, because there's There's young talent here now, and more to come. The farm system was rebuilt. They have Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton in the big leagues now, and while they haven't turned out yet to be superstars that they're kind of hoping for, the new Mike Trouts in their own lineup. Buxton's 22, Sano's 23, and they think they'll get there in a couple of years. And you're right. The lower farm levels are loaded right now, and they're going to have some pitchers graduate to the majors here real soon. So there is a lot of reason for optimism. What Terry's downfall was that the big league team couldn't make any kind of strides in the interim. They tried to bring in kind of expensive starting pitching as free agents, and I think if they had struggled along at 500 or a little bit below, he would have survived this. But they're kind of in free fall this season. They're having the second worst season in franchise history.
It's interesting, and you talked about the record being the reason, but you also alluded in an article that you wrote that there was a difference in philosophy on how to get out of this, as you described, free fall. Talk about that to our audience. Where was the difference between Ryan and ownership?
Well, I do think that there was some disagreement over what to do in the very short term, but ultimately I think that the disagreement might just be in how the meeting that was held to kind of inform Terry that they're going to go in a different direction was interpreted. Some of the other employees in the organization felt like that there was a chance that Jim Polad, the owner, could be talked out of firing him, and that in that meeting it became clear that he had already made up his mind and was going to go that way. I really don't think that there are much disagreements in the long-term philosophy of the franchise. When they hired him, brought him back 5 years ago, it was with the idea that he rebuilt the farm system, which he has done now, but they just can't sit around there and wait, because they're starting to lose their fan base. Attendance is going down, and I think in a large sense this was kind of a decision based on the business side of it as much as the baseball.
Interesting.
Well, those are the dulcet tones of Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Phil, you mentioned earlier on when I asked you a question that the Twins expect this to be a highly coveted job. And with the Twins being in the bottom third in the league in spending, is that philosophy going to change a little bit in order to bring in, perhaps a big ticket type general manager candidate? So I guess talk to us a little bit about two things. Number one, if they're going to increase that spending a little bit, maybe get up towards the middle of the league in spending, or are they always going to function like this small market team? And number two, where are they looking in their search for a GM? Do you expect it to be from within, or do you expect them to expand out, and might it be a high-profile candidate that takes the job?
Well, take the second one first. I think that they are definitely going to look outside, and I think it's more likely than ever that they are going to hire outside. I don't think, most of the internal candidates are all pretty loyal to Terry, and I think the question is, if Terry's not going to be here, why would you promote one of those? Why would you promote one of those candidates? Because they took their cues from Terry. I don't think it makes much sense to hire from inside at this point. I think that they would like a real high-profile hire, but I don't think they have any idea who that is yet. It's pretty clear that they're going to hire a search firm to help them sort through candidates, and they expect to hear from a lot of good candidates, probably a lot of assistant general managers around the league, things like that. There are some pie-in-the-sky thoughts going around about who some of the higher-profile candidates might be. The Timberwolves, right across the street from Target Field, hired Tom Thibodeau to coach the basketball team. It was kind of a sensation around here, and they'd like to capture people's imaginations that way, I think. As for the payroll, there is payroll room, and I think they've kind of locked into some bad contracts at the moment. Ricky Nolasco is owed another $15 million or so. Irvin Santana is owed $28 million over the next 2 years. And Joe Mauer's contract has two more years to run, and it pays $23 million a year. So there are some dead money on the books a little bit. Maybe not dead, but not living up to what they spent. But Jim Polad was very explicit in saying money has never been an issue with this team. I've never refused to spend any money that was brought to me that was proposed. And I think that they could raise their spending level some. I know that there are a lot of people in the Twins front office that would think it's a lot easier to do so if they could move a couple of those contracts.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, and we got you for about another minute and a half or so, minute and a half. You mentioned the things that are appealing, perhaps the fact that they're willing to spend some money, good farm system, everything else. Maybe something that's not so appealing is that Pollard's made it clear that Mahler is going to be his manager.
Yeah, that was interesting, but it really didn't surprise me. When I see Jim Pollard on the ballpark, he's often around the dugout during batting practice, and I see him chat with Paul Molitor a lot. One thing about Paul Molitor, when you talk to him, you come away very impressed with how cerebral he is, how much thought he puts into the job. It's kind of a contrast to Ron Gardenhire's predecessor, who was who's pretty old school, but a lot more at least gives the air of let's have a good time about this. Paul Molitor seems like maybe almost a corporate hire in a baseball uniform. So I think he was a big part in deciding that Molitor was going to be a manager. The owner interviewed all the candidates and pretty much chose Paul Molitor. So he's also under contract for two more years. That's always is a factor around the Twins. But he honestly feels that Molitor has not been given enough of a chance yet. So for at least one more year, the manager won't change. The Twins are pretty confident that that shouldn't scare off any candidates. As the team president told me, anybody that they hire, all they have to do is talk to Paul Molitor, and he'll be on board with it.
Real quick before we let you go, we're not on a hard break here, but we do have to move along. The deadline's approaching. You talked about trying to get rid of some bad contracts. Are there any teams sniffing around guys like Ricky Nolasco, Irvin Santana, and perhaps they can move out some of those contracts to a contender that need a live pitching arm?
There's not much indication that those guys are being pursued much at all. Their track record isn't that good for the amount of money invested. Although, I have to say, Ricky Nolasco gave up one run in six innings 2 days ago in Detroit, and it's starting to look like he's not. That this is going to be the best season of his Twins career, at least. So there might be some interest, but the Twins feel like they would have to throw in a lot of the money. A lot of the more likely trade targets are Eduardo Nunez, the infielder who was their All-Star representative, who's kind of blossomed as a starting in a starting job. Kurt Suzuki, the catcher, is hitting a little bit, and there are a lot of teams around the league that could use some hitting from the catcher position. And then Brandon Kinsler, their closer, would be probably an ideal setup man for a contender. He wouldn't bring much back, but I think they are exploring offers. I know they've heard from a couple of teams about him.
Phil, great stuff, great insight. And as news continues to blossom around the Twin Cities, we'll be ringing you up again. Thanks so much for the time and the 411.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune joining us here on The Attack, giving us the latest and greatest on the Minnesota Twins. Some great insight from him, Bob. And on the other side, we'll kind of piggyback with our thoughts on this and then get into all other things Major League Baseball in our next segment. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. 800-878-PLAY. I'll get you involved via the phones on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Yeah, we can take it. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking to Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune and a franchise that you know, it's funny, Joe, everybody always talks about Oakland and what they've done in that market, but Terry Ryan did a lot of the same things without the I don't want to say bluster because I don't think Billy Beane was intentionally that way, but he was more public and was exposed more by the media than Terry Ryan was. But they did a pretty parallel job as far as making their small market team work, and he got a stadium built.
Yeah, well, I can't blame Billy Beane. That's more of lack thereof. Right. Of Oakland. Oakland, the city just has no money to build anything for anybody. And if you're a destitute city, I like you taking that hardline stand that a stadium's less important than a lot of things.
I'm not putting blame on it. I'm just saying, you know, in addition to everything he did with the team, they also managed to get a stadium built. So
no, very true. I mean, Terry Ryan's done a hell of a job in his career. You know, they've won the ultimate prize in his run. You know, they've run the ultimate prize in Minnesota. They've been competitive. you know, they're on their way back, and they took a step back this year in a major way. Some of it injuries, some of it ineffectiveness of those bad contracts. But they've built themselves one hell of a farm system in Minnesota, and they got a lot of pieces that are nearing. Again, you know, they've already graduated some, but they have a lot more pieces that are near major league ready. And down in high A ball and double A, guys that are a year, 2 years away, they got a boatload of those guys.
Yep.
So it's going to turn around for the Twins if a lot of these guys pan out in the not-too-distant future. And that's why you want to have a volume of them as well. Because some work, some don't, Bob.
Yep.
And, you know, they're in a position. And if ownership will spend money, you know, I'm not necessarily a believer in that. You know, Carl Pollard was one of the great tightwads in the history of baseball. You know, that man could squeeze a nickel until the Buffalo you-know-what.
Yep.
And, I don't know if the sun is a chip off the old block, but they don't spend money there now, and Minneapolis is not that small of a city. So, and they got a new building and everything else. So, you know, while the job is attractive because of the state of the farm system, you if I'm the GM, if I'm coming in and I'm one of these highly coveted GMs, you'd have to prove to me you're going to spend money.
Well, yeah.
And you're going to sign some checks because I can't do it on prospects alone, number one. Number two, if you have great prospects and they turn into great major leaguers, well, I'd like to make sure they don't all walk away when it becomes time, or I don't have to start trading them as soon as they're arbitration eligible so I can get something back for them, because I know once they hit free agency, they're leaving here.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, unfortunately for them, they spent some money, but they spent some bad money. So unless they're able to get out from under a couple of the contracts, that may end up being the case when some of these guys are ready for their money. I you know, again, Paul,
they're really not spending any real money. They're 21st in Major League Baseball in salary. You know, they're only ahead of teams like Miami and Tampa Bay. So, I mean, if they can get up to 12, 13, 14, 15, then you're spending some money. I'm not saying they're ever going to be in the class of the Yankees, but they're not spending any real money. And when you don't, you can't outspend your mistakes in any way, shape, or form.
Well, but compared to what his dad used to not do, you know, he's at least willing to pry the checkbook open a little bit. I don't know that Minnesota and Minneapolis area is going to be a go-to destination for a high-profile free agent anyway. They would have to blow them away with an offer, depending on who it is. You know, but there's a lot going on that's good there, and particularly with that farm system. But that's why I also raised the question to Phil about the fact that it was very odd that they, as they fired Terry Ryan, they made the announcement that Molitor is going to be the manager. Well, if I'm a GM, I have to know that I at least have some autonomy in that if next year starts to turn out like this year did, and they're going in the wrong direction, I have to be able to have that authority to make that change if I deem it necessary.
Well, fair statement. I mean, to me, that's a very fair statement. I wouldn't want to be a GM saddled with an owner that won't open up the checkbook, and now I don't even have the manager of my choice. The one thing I do have is a farm system. So I doubt that they're going to get a high-profile guy there. It looks like they're going to go outside the organization, and it could turn out to be a pretty darn good job. And they can even add some other pieces here, you know, going forward that'll help them in the future. As Phil talked about, Eduardo Nunez, he's having that breakout year, represent the Twins in the All-Star game.
Right.
There are teams that can overpay for a guy of that level in order to get that bat in the lineup and glove in the line, you know, that versatility that he would bring them and the fact that you can put him in the lineup. You can get guys to overpay for that. A Kurt Suzuki, if you're a team that needs a catcher, maybe you can get a team to overpay for that. And, of course, your closer. There's a ton of relievers that teams need. So after Chapman and Miller get eaten up, if you lose in that sweepstakes, well, you might want to go grab the Twins closer. And he'll be your setup man.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you're going to hit the mother load for it, but certainly get some pieces back that'll help you going forward. Because the last thing you want as a non-contending team is to hang on to your closer.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
Well, you know, exactly.
Trade them out, get something for them that'll help your rebuilding project going forward, whether it's in 2017 or beyond. Hey, so they do have a couple of pieces that they can trade. Maybe with the dearth of pitching on the trade market, maybe they can get something for the Irvin Santanas and Ricky Nolascos if teams are desperate for a starting pitching arm. But they have a couple of pieces they can trade that can help fortify this rebuilding project. I don't see any major moves out of there, and I don't see any major, major pieces coming back for them. But they can get a little help, and I think they'll be an active seller at the deadline. I think they'll see a couple of pieces move.
Yeah, entirely possible. I mean, look, Rob Anthony is the interim, but he's going to try to at least make some contact with people to get rid of a couple of the contracts. I don't know that that's going to happen. Although, I guess if I'm looking for pitching, Irvin Santana would be attractive to me. He's been in the playoffs before. He's on a bad baseball team. You know, maybe you take that as the aberration, and if you need that starter to fill in the five hole, he's your guy. But, you know, again, you're taking on some money that maybe you don't necessarily want to absorb.
Well, that's it. You know, and again, this is a situation. The only teams that are going to grab an Alaska or a Santana, hey, we're in a dogfight. We need to win every game. That fifth starter means something. Those are the only teams that are going to go for them. And it's going to have to be a team that has a ton of money available.
Yep.
Maybe the Dodgers. They got bad news on Kershaw. You know, they've got pitchers on the DL all over the place. They have no depth of starting pitching. They have nobody behind the five that they're trotting out there right now every day. If they can't get some of the other guys they want, they could certainly absorb a Ricky Nolasco or Irvin Santana prospect for a low-level, you know, a contract for a low-level prospect. Why not?
Yeah, potential guy. That's all. They certainly have the money.
And they certainly have the guys. They can spare a guy. He's not going to be a jewel of the farm system, but they can spare a guy or two that are second-level prospects.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A guy who hopefully will play on a major league level someday, and you're out from under the money, and maybe you hit gold on a guy that develops.
Yeah. The Dodgers certainly don't need you to pay any of the money. Paul Wiley joins us next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
Results may vary.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to 2016diabetes.com. That's 2016diabetes.com now.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at Exxon and Mobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, phones go to hold. As the road to Rio is not paved with ice, but anytime we can have an Olympian, we're happy to have them. And Paul Wiley joins us here in the Attack. Olympian and all-around great United States skater. Paul, nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Hey, Bob and Joe, how's it going?
Going really well. Thank you for asking. You're here for a very important reason, and to our listening audience, we'd like you to explain that and get into some of the detail on what happened to you and why this has become such a passion for you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm here to talk about MRI conditional implanted defibrillators, and the reason that's important to me is because I collapsed from sudden cardiac arrest in a workout in April of 2015. I was out running with a bunch of guys at 5:15 in the morning, as I like to do, and everything was going as normal, and then evidently I collapsed, and my heart went and raced into a very uncontrollable rhythm, and my heart stopped, and two of the guys performed CPR on me. The paramedics came and revived me. I was rushed to the hospital. I was put into a coma and cooled to a temperature of 90 degrees. And then 2 days later, I woke up, and I learned that I was part of a very small minority, about 5% of people who wake up from sudden cardiac arrest and who survive it. And so 95% of people who have sudden cardiac arrest die. That's 450,000 people in the United States a year, and then after I had, I was in the hospital, they gave me the opportunity to have an implanted defibrillator inside so that if I had that situation again, the device would correct the irregular heartbeat. Since then, I haven't had any of those therapies, thank goodness, so I haven't had to worry about any irregularities, but I have peace of mind because of this device. The only problem with the device is I can't get an MRI with it because it has some things which interact negatively with the MRI machine. But now Medtronic has come out with the MRI conditional implanted defibrillator, and that's why I'm here talking about the SureScan device, which people can get, and they can talk to their doctor about it.
You know, and we'll get to the SureScan device in a second, but I do want to back up a little bit. You told your story and about having sudden cardiac arrest. Let's tell us a little bit about exactly what sudden cardiac arrest is.
Right. So sudden cardiac arrest, which is different from a heart attack, right? So sudden cardiac arrest is when you have an electrical glitch. And mine was, you know, it is that your heart starts to race out of control, and then the blood doesn't get to your brain and your body as it needs to, and people die within minutes. Different from a heart attack in the sense that a heart attack is more about the plumbing in your body, but this is an electrical glitch. And like I said, 450,000 Americans die of this every year.
Well, you know, I guess you have to ask the question, had there been any instance of this in your family? Is it something that's genetic, or is it just something within the structure of any individual's particular heart?
Well, I don't think that they know that at the moment. I'm not a cardiologist, and they haven't been able to tell me exactly what happened. My grandfather died of a heart attack, but as I said, that's very different from sudden cardiac arrest, and I had no indications leading up to it. There are, however, some indications. So if you have something called long QT syndrome, and there are some other indications that your cardiologist could see if they looked at some stress tests or things like that. So I suggest that people go to their annual physical and, you know, tell the doctor what's going on, what you're feeling, if you've had any shortness of breath, And then maybe they can refer you to the cardiologist who's a specialist who can look at those things, and then you can have a discussion about an elective implantable cardioverter defibrillator, an ICD, and then you can get one of these devices. And if you do have that opportunity, I would suggest getting one that is MRI compatible.
And let's talk about that a little bit. Talk about sure. These MRI compatible pacemakers, Paul, and
yeah. You
know what steps you need to take to go get them, especially if you have one installed right now in you that is not MRI compatible.
Right. So, you know, you're always going to rely on your physician, right? Your physician is going to have to order it for you and decide. You have a conversation with them. So that's the first step, is talking to the physician about what are your issues, what kind of a life do you want to have. And, you know, for me, the idea of having an MRI conditional defibrillator is one that enables me to live a life that, you know, I can go skiing, I can have an active lifestyle. I know that I'm going to need MRIs in the future for just that. But also, MRIs are able to detect things like cancer, Alzheimer's, stroke. So they're very useful in terms of, you know, your quality of health care over a long period of time. And like I said, I can't have one of those right now because my device is not compatible, so I need to wait until the replacement time, and then I'm going to sit down with my doctor and have that discussion.
Paul Wiley, Olympic silver medalist, joining us here on The Attack and Survivor, which is actually more important. After this episode, you know, talk about how it altered your life, maybe your outlook and your approach.
Well, you can't have sudden cardiac arrest and survive without having a sense of just overwhelming gratitude. And, you know, I'll just look at every single day at my kids and my wife and my life and think, I am so fortunate to be part of this 5% of people who winds up surviving. And, you know, let me tell you, it lets certain little things roll off your back a lot easier. And I really feel like a sense that I touched the void and I have a second life, you know, a second chance to move forward. And, you know, I sat there for 3 days in the hospital after the coma where I was kind of alone in my thoughts. And it was just very emotional to think about how close I was to death and how much more of my life I want to live, you know, and in what way I want to live it. So it's hard to even describe what kind of feelings that gives you, but let me tell you, it's a very grounding experience.
Well, Paul, you know, you retired from professional skating after a storied amateur career. You're in the U.S. Olympic skate. You're in the U.S. Skating Hall of Fame. What do you do today? I know you're a commentator and you're an analyst on figure skating. What else does the life of Paul Wiley consist of on a day-in, day-out basis?
Well, I work a lot in health and wellness, where I help people, you know, make good choices about their lives. So whether that's executives or even athletes, I also coach athletes and help them to better their performances. And I do some speaking on various topics. So I got an MBA from Harvard and kind of moved in more of a business direction after my skating career. I do still skate, to be honest. I am performing in a show in Brazil in September. I'm not quite ready for it, but I'm training. And I have quite a varied schedule, actually.
Are you still involved with the United States Olympic Committee, and do they seek your advice and counsel?
Well, I mean, there is this red phone right by my bed, and, Scott Blackman is always calling me. You know, they don't really. But I do, you know, I serve on a foundation board for the U.S. Figure Skating Foundation, for another foundation board, and I have a great relationship with the USOC, and I have consulted them on numerous occasions, and I actually sat next to Scott Blackman in Sochi at the opening ceremonies, and I wish the Team USA well in Rio. We just cannot wait to watch those fresh faces and some of our old folks, you know, like training to get ready for their second chance. So, looking forward to it.
Real quick before we let you run, 30 seconds or less so we can keep you on schedule. Where can our audience go to find out more about sudden cardiac arrest and avoiding it?
Yeah, so you can look up the Medtronic.com/MRI heart devices. Okay, that's at Medtronic.com/MRI heart devices. And that will tell you about these amazing bits of technology that are going to help you and allow you to have an MRI.
Paul, thanks so much for a few. Truly a pleasure. Best of health on your continued road to recovery, and best of luck with the show you're doing down in Brazil. Keep training, get ready, and have a great show.
Okay, will do. All right, cheers.
Bye-bye now. That was Paul Wiley, U.S. Olympic silver medalist figure skater, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. He's a member of the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame, and just a terrific story in perseverance and the fact that he survived something that so few people survive is just great news. And now he's here with us spreading the word, and he's got a varied life. He travels, as he said. He's still not competing but performing on the ice as a figure skater.
Right.
He stays in shape, and he is also a commentator and analyst on figure skating on NBC.
I have to admit, Joe, I was unaware that this had happened to him until we got him booked. And when you look at, and again, it goes to show you, you can be in the best of shape. You can be a workout fiend. It doesn't matter, you know, what your waist size is. Sometimes illness will just grab you. In his particular case, it wasn't degenerative heart disease. It was, as he said, something skipped a beat. And there he was with his friends, just going through his normal day, and his entire life changed in a blink of an eye.
Well said, Bob. There's not a thing I can add. That's an apt summation of the interview we had and a look at, you know, going forward. Well done. Where else you want to go in the remaining couple of minutes that we have on this hump day edition of The Attack? Pick a spot and I'll follow you.
No, you know what it was, and we'll probably dive into this a little more tomorrow, but it, reality being what it is, something that was going to happen and probably is going to happen now that they seem committed to it. It looks like the Big 12 will actually go to 12 teams, and they are going in the direction of soliciting certain teams that they would like to have, engaging the interest of others who perhaps will approach them. And you and I have discussed this before. For me, a couple of the obvious ones are Memphis and Houston, but they've also have talked about other teams, including Brigham Young, which would be a nice fit for them as well.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know that you want to go into that. You want to go into that mountain time zone as little as possible. There's no people. There's very little appeal to head to that mountain time zone. So and plus with BYU, they're a program that suffers from disillusion. You know, in many ways, they think they're the Notre Dame of the Mormon community, and that's why they went independent. And they think they can kind of write their own ticket. Realities are they can't.
I like
you
that.
Know?
The
you
Notre
like
Dame
that.
Of the Mormon community. I like that a lot.
Well, they do. They have this mistaken notion that they're this transcendent national program, and I don't know that they are. They went independent. Do you ever see them on national television?
Not anymore.
Like I said, since they went independent, you know, they're not Notre Dame. They think they are. And one of the motivating factors for the Big 12, obviously they want to increase their chances to get into the college football playoff. But also they want teams that are going to come into the Big 12 that are willing to be folded in slowly. And I don't mean by being part of the schedule, but I mean from a dollars and cents standpoint.
Right.
And
right.
It's going to be a situation where the other 10 Big 12 schools skim a little bit off the top as they fold the 11th and 12th Big Ten schools into the fold. And Brigham Young, with their perception of their own program, seems unlikely to be that kind of team. Some of the AAC teams, like Memphis, like Houston, of course, I think would be something they would covet, a big city, Cincinnati. Those are teams I think more likely and more willing to play nice with the other members of the Big 12.
Yeah, entirely possible, but we'll see.
We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. We're Spano and Black. Keep it where it's at.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. I want to thank our guests, Paul Wiley and Phil Miller, for coming on board today. We appreciate their time. Big 12 expansion, and this has been on the table for a long time. They poo-pooed it and said it wasn't necessary for the league to continue. They were on the edge of having some of the premier members pull out a couple of years ago. And the league has finally stabilized itself, but they do need to expand. And they're talking about possibly even four teams. Now, I don't buy into the fact that 20-plus teams have talked to them about being involved with this. If they are, a lot of them are second-tier teams like Tulsa and teams of that ilk, and why would you get involved with that? The markets just aren't big enough. But the usual suspects, BYU, Cincinnati, Colorado State, which wouldn't be a bad fit, Houston and Memphis, which I was on a couple of years ago, UCF and UConn. Well, a couple of them, as Joe said, do you want to go into the mountains again? Well, Colorado used to be part of the old Big 8 and the Big 12 before they moved along to the Pac-10. And BYU falls into that category, so in the same time zone. Cincinnati is mentioned. I don't know if you want to go in that direction either. Again, travel at a certain point has to weigh in here. UCF, East Coast. UConn, way East Coast. I think those teams can be pretty much ruled out from Jump Street. But again, it points at Houston and Memphis, two teams that I think would be an absolute terrific fit. Up-and-coming programs, stadiums with enough size, In one case, a modern stadium. The other one, they'd probably have to do some upgrades. And enough of a base of population that they draw, at least in my eye. Like I said, that's going to do it for this edition of The Attack. Thanks to our guest. We appreciate you being out there for us. Make sure you stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe and I will be back at you again tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Adios.